there is a state of emergency declared in Tauranga. And it is after heavy rain, not just today, obviously, but yesterday, heavy rain, surface flooding across the area. 174 millimetres rain at the airport in the last 36 hours. Was here to talk to us about how the wider district is, how they're all faring during the state of emergency. Gisborne District Councillor Meredith Akuhata Brown, she joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Meredith, thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon, and our aroha to all the whānau. How are you and whānau firstly, and you know, how's the community?
Yes, well, of course, today we sat through a council meeting, and then at 2 o'clock today had to go through the process of declaring a state of emergency for our region, as you've noted. So, of course, we've noticed the rain has obviously been in the district a couple of days, and the amount of it obviously has caused real concerns and worries, because we've got a high tide coming up at 6 o'clock. So our riverways and our coastal places are still waiting for a high tide to have an impact too. For now though, there's obviously some real ground surface flooding around our region, so we are asking people obviously to not go out and have a look, and you know, do what people often do at this point in time. It's about staying home, but there are parts of our region that have had to be evacuated, so we are thinking about those whānau in those low-lying areas that have had considerable influx of water levels, as well as some whānau unfortunately
where are those areas?
So in our region itself, we're looking at Uawa. So, you know, we're concerned, of course, up in our coastal region there. So coming forward into Oawa and Loizales, there's been some self-evacuation happen in those spaces. And then coming through to Wainui into Poikaiti, Sponge Bay, has actually seen some levels of flooding in home spaces there, as well as State Highway 35 surface flooding in that space, and then around the region and properties. So there are concerns about lanes, slips, the impact to roading. But yeah, across the region currently, it appears to have been quite a big deluge in the Kaiti kind of in that suburb area, and moving northern region into Puawa, and then right up into our Uawa space. So we're still waiting to hear how our further northern district is faring. We understand our western corridors are doing okay, but certainly as a whole region currently really focused attention on those parts of the suburbs and the coastal spaces that are really feeling it right now.
So I guess for those isolated areas like Uawa, as an example, yes, the marae would be kicking in. Have they got enough resources? Have they got enough support for those whānau who are having to evacuate? Where would they evacuate to? Higher ground? Where would they go?
Yes. Well, our Civil Defence Controller, Dave Wilson, issued a statement, and of course we've got a media statement out there, but the links with our rural communities have been activated, so how we ensure that the lanes and the lines are open to knowing what is happening in those spaces have now been activated. So you're right, those communities are used to going straight to activation of what they need to do as far as kai and ensuring people aren't too anxious and are worried about these things. So we've got beautiful community activators around our motu who do just go into action. So those links are opened up. But we have got an 800 number for whānau to call if they want to report flooding, but also if there are whānau that have needed to evacuate and need somewhere to go. We certainly don't want people to be put out and, in anxious and worried and all the extra layers that come into this space, especially while we're still dealing with COVID. So 0800 653 800 is a local number for whānau to call to report flooding, and of course Gisborne District Council's the Civil Defence Group are working hard at the moment to ensure people who need assistance ask for it, and they'll get that assistance they need. But yeah, welfare centres are being established across the district as well. But yeah, we just ask that whānau that have got a safe space to go and are dry and well and good, this isn't a time to go out and have a look at the rising rivers or any of the other issues of flooding in our region. It's really a time to stay home and be safe.
Yeah, well, 0800 65 6800.
Yeah, 0800 653 800.
653 800.
That's to help with reporting flooding. But of course, you know, we are still expecting more rain. If it does stop, there's talk of rain continuing next week. So our region does have an issue with regard to the overflow of into our riverways, and the scours have to be opened up because our wastewater unfortunately can't cope with the storm water. So we often see that flooding, and some residents have reported sewer overflows into their properties, which is another health concern we have to manage as well. So we ask residents to let us know, let council know what's happening for you in this space. So yes, right now it reminds me of I was in Blenheim with the local government conference, and a couple of our mayors had to be kind of called away to their districts because of flooding. So I was kind of reminded, gosh, this is out, you know, it happened just a couple of months ago in the Marlborough space, and now it's here in Whairawhiti. So climate change is real. We know that the council or the groups that are all getting to conference of parties is happening right now. And I mean, what a wake up call we've got right in front of us right now. This severe rain that's causing concerns for our region. So, yeah, we need to understand this climate change space and do what we need to do to mitigate, but also support whānau suffering at this time. But it's all go around here in Whairawhiti. Civil Defence have declared a local state of emergency. So Whairawhiti region is currently under a fair amount of water, but not so severe that, you know, it's at a level we're keeping an eye on, put it that way. But some residents are having it worse than others. So thank you for your concern, and for all those out there, do take care of your whānau, checking on them.
Thank you so very much for joining us always. Thank you very much for talking us through this, and we wish all the whānau all the very best, and yourself as well too. Me tuku mihi kia.
Thank you, my friend. Ai, kia ora.
Kia ora. Meredith Aguhata Brown.